الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمد عباده الشاكرين الذاكرين، وأصلي وأسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومصطفانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد خلقك ورضا نفسك وزنة عرشك ومداد كلماتك، وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعن التابعين وتابعيهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، إن شاء الله we'll get into the story straight away, inshallah. And just before I jump into the ayat we're going to talk about, inshallah, Surah Taha today. Yesterday, I went back home and I was reciting Surah Taha. And I realized something. The ayat we recited yesterday regarding the meeting of the Sahara and Musa, it was in Surah Al-A'raf and Surah Al-Qasas. And in fact, I realized that in Surah Taha it's even more detailed. Wallahi, I was just like, subhanAllah, this is how important that meeting is, so it can be mentioned in details in three different surahs. And if I knew that before I started, when I was preparing, I would have started Surah Taha. Oh, Wallahi. But today, inshallah, we're going to start with Surah Taha. We'll see how is the details again. It's pretty much the same details, or the same scene, except have a few more details, and inshallah, we'll talk about it today. So, we all know so far is 10,000 musicians,
yeah.
And I can confirm now they are 10,000, 100%. And Sayyidina Musa came in, and like I did yesterday, we're trying to picture the situation, you know, it's like a big arena or a big stadium, and the 10,000 were standing, and Pharaoh standing there, and Asya right next to him, and Haman, and Qarun, and all the soldiers, and some in the side there, like Bani Israel, you know, they come to watch what, you know, one of them, for the first time, over 300 years, he's actually taking or saying something. So they all, you know, the situation is, and Pharaoh, he's sure he's going to win. He had the confidence, like, I have 10,000 magicians facing one magician. So, we know that they came in, and here's the ayat in Surah Taha started. If we start recite in ayah number 60, and I'm trying to get closer to the picture, I'm trying to get closer to people were talking, people were just, you know, whispering. People were just like, what is Musa going to do? You know, was he going to win? And Pharaoh is standing, and even the Sahara was still in Musa. Are we going to get paid? إِنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا. We're going to get paid if we win. إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ. If we defeated him, if we beat him, you're going to get money? Say, of course, you will be. That was in Surah Al-Qasas. And now Musa came in. And now we're going to leave the scene from yesterday and we'll see what Surah Taha, how to describe it. The idea is, like yesterday, the brother here, he was reciting Surah Al-Qasas. And I was listening. And you know when you're listening and you have this knowledge, you know, you have this image in your mind. This is the aim. Because we listen to Surah Al-Qasas and Surah Al-Taha and Surah Al-Baqarah a million times, all right? But you don't know. Now when we listen to it, we know, oh yes, we throw him in the river. And when you hear the ayat, it's Allah, subhanAllah. And that is the aim of going in details in the story. So we'll do the same today. As soon as Sayyidina Musa radiallahu anhu came in, he looked at the Sahara. 10,000, he was looking at them like that. Because they're in lines, yeah? And look at the surah said, قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَى وَيْلَكُمْ لا تفتروا على الله كذبا. موسى look at the Sahara, say, وَيْلَكُمْ لَا تَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ. Before they do anything, he didn't, no sticks, no snakes, nothing, right? Let's presume we don't know about anything about the stick or about the magic, nothing, okay? وَيْلَكُمْ لَا تَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ كذبا. وَيْلَكُمْ, وَيْل, it's a valley in a hell fire. It's called وَيْل. And then Musa just licked him, said in very strong, وَيْلَكُمْ لَا تَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. Don't lie. You know you're going to do illusion. You're not going to try to, you know, to do a magic to literally deceive those people. So don't do that. Then Musa was talking to him directly. He didn't even look at Pharaoh. He didn't even look at Haman, nothing. He was talking to the Sahara directly. And you know these little two words? it makes them really shaking, like, make them think. And the next ayah saying that, not me. The next ayah saying, فَتَنَازَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ. As soon as Musa say that to them, وَيْلَكُمْ لَا تَفْتَرُوا عَلَىٰ. Don't lie to Allah. Don't lie to people. Don't deceive them. Because you know you're going to do not a magic, it's just an illusion. The Sahara say, فَتَنَازَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ وَآثَرُوا النَّجْوَى. And Najwa mean whispering. So they start to whisper to each other like, this is not a magician. That doesn't look like, the word he was saying and the way he was speaking, that's not like us. It's not like a magic. So what are we going to do? And imagine 10,000 while everyone talking to the one next to him. Who's noticed? Pharaoh. He was saying like, okay, that's not right. Next ayah saying, look, Pharaoh straight away, he stand up and said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قَالَ إِنَّ هَذَانِ لَسَاحِرَانِ. Those are two magicians, sahiran, talk about Harun and Musa. إِنَّ هَذَانِ لَسَاحِرَانِ يُرِيدَ أَنْ يُخْرِجَكُمَا مِنْ أَرْضُكُمَا بِسِحْرِهِمْ وَيَذْهَبَا بِطَرِيقَتُكُمُ الْمُثْلَى. He was talking to the magician when he saw them talking to each other and they getting hesitated. Don't. Those are two magicians just like you. And you know what? They want to take over your jobs. That's what he said. He's trying to make him, like motivate them so they can literally go into the battle, So don't just get, again, فَاجْمَعُوا كَيْدَكُمْ وَأْتُوا صَفَّى. Stop talking and just get in a line. And you have to do this in front of him. This is, it's a different version of the story of yesterday. It's just in Surah Taha. فَاجْمَعُوا كَيْدَكُمْ وَأْتُوا صَفَّى وَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْيَوْمَ مَنِ اسْتَعْلَى. If you just get in line, 10,000, he spoke to 10,000. And the people, all the Egyptians are attending, and everyone is looking. Asya was maybe she was proud of her adopted son, I don't know. Maybe she was like silent, see, please, he might win today or might not. And then the Sahara immediately, okay then, they get in line again. And just keep in mind, Musa standing here, Sahara, the magician is standing there. اجمعوا كيدكم وقتوا صفا. They get in the line again. Then they start to say, Ya Musa, are you going to throw your stick or shall we throw ours? This is the next ayah number 65. Are you going to throw yours or shall we throw us? And then he was just stopped for a second and he went silent, Sayyidina Musa. And the reason he went silent this time, and this was Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it was in Bukhari or Muslim. And he been asked after that, let's ignore the second, Yusha bin Noon. He's a student. We will come to this in Surah Al-Kahf later. The guy who went with him in the trip, his name is Yusha bin Noon. He asked him, Ya Ustazi, Ya Sayyid Musa, why, you remember that day when you're facing Sahara and you have a silent moment when they ask you, or when you told them, Waylakum, do not lie, and they get hesitated, but you had a silence. Say, why did you have this one? And he told him, Jibreel came down to me, Sayyidina Jibreel, and said, why, Ya Musa, why happened? Said, he told me, take it easy, Ya Musa, on those people. Those people is going to be with you now between Duha, it means in the morning, till afternoon, and from the afternoon till the end of the lives, you're going to be in Jannah, because you're going to get killed. But he was confused. He said, Jannah? They coming to defeat me. They coming to challenge me. But he doesn't know yet. And then I say, that's why I had this bowls. That's why I had this silent. Because I was confused. I was, how could they go in Jannah if they trying to defeat me and win? Says he's going to get closer to Pharaoh and get money from Pharaoh. And that's why he had this bowls. He had this silence moment. Because Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam told him, take it easy, Musa. Be careful. Those people are going to be in Jannah very soon. He doesn't know yet. He would know now. Then قالوا يا موسى. Ya Musa, are you going to throw your stick? Or shall we throw it first? And he may say, okay, show me what you got. Throw yours. And you can imagine now, like I said, just a 10,000 stick on the floor. Immediately, just like that. And also, when someone had the right, you can see the face, you can see someone. You know, just a little thing in aside, wallahi, just came in my mind now. In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was going from Mecca to Medina, one of the Jews was sitting with his son, and he had 20 questions. He get them from the Torah questions. Say, I'm gonna find out if this is actually a real prophet or not. And he write them all down in a paper, all of them down. And he was waiting for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come in. And he just, as soon as he know that he came in, he took his son and he go run to the place where he's standing. It wasn't the mosque yet. And he run to the masjid. He knocked in the door and he opened the door. And he got the question in his hands and his son right next to him. And as soon as he looked at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, Allahu Akbar, you are the Prophet. Wallahi. And his son was like, Dad, you didn't even ask one question. Said, that face doesn't lie. Because he gets right. He had the right. And this is what Musa does. He gets the right. He knows that he's in the right and they are in the wrong. That's why when he speaks, his words makes a difference to them. And that's why they shake. That's why they think, that doesn't look like a magician. We know we're a magician. We know we're going to trick people. We know, but that doesn't look like this. That's why they ask him, okay, show me what you have. Throw the sticks first. And immediately they throw their 10,000 sticks and ropes, they were saying, stick. Some they get some pipes, and some they have a rope. Yeah, and they throw them. And immediately, like I said yesterday, it start to move. Some of them because the chemical things and with the heat. And the people imagine, they see it from 1,000, from like, you know, 100, well, 10 meters or 20 meters, 30 meters. So they can't really identify, is this really a snake or something move? That's why I said he was an illusion. And even Musa alayhi salam, look. فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. You know that mean, brother? He's scared. He gets scared. Even Musa himself, he was like worried. Because, and also I believe, this ayah need to be there. Because if he didn't get worried, we're all going to say, oh, Allah is next to him. He's a prophet, man. No, he's a human. He get worried as well. Like a 10,000 snake, take it this way, in front of him. فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. He get worried. It's like, well, what am I going to do now? So Allah came immediately and said, قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى. Don't worry, Musa. Remember, I'm with you. Go back again. Remember what I did to you. You killed someone. You've been in the river. Remember, don't. I'm with you. He's human. He's a normal person. It's just Allah supporting him. لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى. You is the higher. You is the one who got the right. وَأَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينَكَ تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُوا. See, the story is a little bit different from yesterday. I know it's the same, but the meanings in Surah Taha is different from the Surah Al-A'raf. So, فَأَلْقِ مَا فِي يَدِكَ. Then immediately Musa, he throws a stick and became ثُعْبَانٌ مُبِينٌ. And imagine the 10,000 magicians going back like this. Like, imagine the view. And imagine the people there, they went in silence. And immediately, like I said again yesterday, the snake came down and he yalqaf ma sana'u. Yeah, like I said, if it was just a big snake and a small snake, all right then, you just get a big one. But we had a small snake. No, he's going to eat them all. Imagine he's going, he eat 10,000 snake. 10,000 snake. It just like that. And then again, silence. Next to ayah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فَأُلْقِيَ الصَّحَّرَةُ سُجَّدًا. It's no, like you know the word ulqiya, it means he throw in the floor. Like literally, as soon as he saw that view, immediately they all kneel in the floor. Like that's not magic. We know we're lying. The magicians say, we know this, we know. You know when you do something and you know you already lied, so you do that. Then they all straight away throw themselves on the floor, they all kneel on the floor and they didn't come up. Imagine 10,000 in the floor and Musa standing like this and Pharaoh is watching. Like Allahu Akbar. Imagine the anger. Imagine the anger he got in this second. And he's standing there. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سُجَّدًا. قالوا آمنا برب موسى. We are believer. No, we believe in your God Musa. We believe in Allah Musa. Pharaoh not gonna watch, was he? He's not gonna just stand in there, see watch all this happening. So he immediately said, قالوا آمنتم له قبل أن آذن لكم. You believe in his God before I even give you a permission? إنه لكبيركم الذي علمكم السحر. He's your leader. You magician, he's a magician, and he's your leaders. We're all doing magic together, and you make all this conspiracy just to look at his way he's thinking immediately. You made all this conspiracy to come here and make this act so people can believe in you. He's not easy, that guy. Yeah, he did the mistake, yes, by getting in all these people, but he's not easy. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَّرَةُ سُجَّدَ They kneel, and that's it, done. We believe. And as soon as the iman touch your heart, brother and sister, it's not going to come out, especially when you saw something, a miracle like this. As soon as the iman came in, done. Is Pharaoh now? Okay then, you're not listening to me. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن النكست آية قال أآمنتم له قبل أن آذن لكم إنه لكبيركم الذي علمكم السحر فلا أقطعن أيديكم وأرجلكم من خلاف. That means, okay then, you believe him before my permission, I will cut, okay, let me translate it. I will cut one arm in the left, one leg in the right, and one arm in the right, and one leg in the left. من خلاف, it means opposite. See how horrible that guy was doing. So he get 10,000. He gonna kill 10,000. And ولا أصلبنكم في جزوع النخل. Not just that, I will even crucify you in the palm trees. And he did. He did. 10,000. He's the worst ever work on earth. But he didn't realize one thing. Iman is going through every single person who watching this. The iman, and the iman of Musa. And Musa didn't say a word after that. But the people watching this, and as soon as you go to your power and go to kill, people will see that. So people will start to believe. And the iman will go to his palace itself. I will end up with this story, right? I will end today with this story. Because as the Prophet ﷺ was saying this story to Sahaba in Mecca before they go to Medina, when they keep punish Al Yasir. You know, صَبْرًا أَلَى يَاسِرْ إِنَّ مُوْعِدَكُمْ الْجَنَّةِ When they get punished, when they get killed. And because the iman now going through every single person of them. Tomorrow we're going to see, inshallah, one is called Mu'min Ala Fir'aun. His iman, his cousin, Pharaoh's cousin. The iman is control all his body. And he control his heart. And he won't hide his iman anymore. Now people start to hide the iman. To say, yeah, we believe, but we're not going to say. And that story, I will end, you know, inshallah, I will finish with this story. One of the girls and one of the ladies who's actually believed in Musa and believed in Allah and he hide her iman, Mashitat bint Fir'aun. Who is this? It's a hairdresser of Pharaoh's daughter. So in his palace, she believed in Moses, she believed in Allah and she hide her iman. And one day, she was doing the hair for the Pharaoh's daughter. She was doing it with the, you know, and the hairdo, whatever, his drop in the floor. And you know when you mu'min and iman in your heart, you always say, when you drop something, oh, bismillah. You know, if you drop something in the floor or you're picking up something, bismillah. And immediately, naturally, she said, bismillah. And the daughter looked at her and said, do you mean my father? He's God, yeah? Said, you know, when you have that jealousy in your iman and it's like, my God and your God and your dad's God is Allah. And the girl was like, what? Said, yes, I believe in Musa. I believe in his God. And I'm not going to hide it anymore. She ran to her dad. The Prophet saying this to Sahaba. The Prophet saying this story to Sahaba in Mecca. She ran to her dad. Dad, she's believing in Musa. And he bring her. Do you really believe in Musa? Said, yes, I do. Do you believe in his God? Yes, I am mu'min, alhamdulillah. Did she got sons? Said, yes, she got four. Bring them. Look how horrible that is. Bring her four sons. To bring her four sons, say, are you sure? He get a big cow made of not an iron, even a copper. Cow, big cow, and open from the top. And he put some boiling oil inside it, and he put it on fire. And he get the youngest one. He say, are you sure you believe in his God? He said, yes, I do. He throw him in the cow. Wallahi, he does. And he imagined that sound for the baby who was screaming. And the mother, she was hearing this, and if after a few minutes, it's gone. Second baby came in. Are you sure you believe in Moses? God said, yes, I do. He brings the second son, he throw him in a cow. The third one is the same, and the mother, she's still holding her iman. She was just, don't want to give up. Until the last one, who was a baby, she holding him, and she gets scared. She's about to give up.
and the little one in her arm, and she said, "You're about to take it," and she said, "No, no, no, no." She's about to change her mind. The baby said, "My mom, you in the right, let him do what he want to do." And Pharaoh, take her baby, throw him in the cow. They all died. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Isra' wal Mi'raj, when it was Jibreel alayhi salam, he was smelling a lovely smell in all the sky from the 1 to 7. He was smelling something very, very nice. And he asked, "Akhi Jibreel, what that smell?" He said, "Ya Muhammad, this is the smell of Ma'ashitat bint Fir'aun, the hairdresser. This is her smell, the hairdresser of Pharaoh's daughter and her four sons. And this is what happened to them. And this is the smell come from where they are now." أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.